News, laws, and regulations are changing by the day. We get it. And at ADP, we're here to help guide you with up-to-the-minute compliance expertise so you can pay your people accurately and on time, regardless of what each new day may bring. Learn more at ADP.com.
Let's do it. You're rocking out with X360 FM. We stay turned up. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle. Full circle. Full circle.
Full circle. Hey, listen.
Are you ready? Ready for the ride of your life?
Turn it up.
Revolutionary. Remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only. The one and only. Embodiment Underground Radio. With Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio. It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
But boy, it's your boy Pharaoh the Don. Shout out to Embodiment Radio, Maureen Guest, Lathonia Stoneman Decatur. We in the building. What we doing? Yeah.
You know, everybody's been telling me what they think about me for the last few months. Maybe it's time I tell them what I think about them.
One last time for Charlamagne. If my response is late, it's just how long it takes to hit my fucking radar. I'm so far away. These rappers are like Hunger Games. One minute they're mocking Jay, next minute they get the style from Migos, so they copy Drake. Maybe I just don't know when to turn around and walk away. But all the hate, I call it walk on Watergate. I've had as much as I can tolerate. I'm sick and tired of waiting. I done lost my patience. I can take all of you motherfuckers on it once. You want it shady? You got it. Got it. Had to hit the smack and bitches. And don't make me have to give it back to academics. Say this is trash again. I'll have you twisted like you had it when you thought you had me. Slipping at the telly even when I'm getting here. You'll never catch me with a thought. Lacking with it. He ain't sitting like this on his last year. You better go back and listen. You know me better. Thinking I'll slow a let up. Call it trap. Cause it's a total setup. Hoping that you rappers falling at. Dre said hold your head up. Kathy Griffin stacking ammunition. Slap the clip and cock it back on competition. This is how I shot ahead. Gabby Gifford. My attack is vicious. Jack the Ripper back in business. Why you called yourself a filthy bitch? It's not just cause you lack attention. It's because you worship the 12 bones. You're sacrilegious. If you're gonna critique me, you better at least be as good or better. Get all the hood is wet and whatever his name is to help you put together some words. More than just two letters. The fans waited for this moment like that feature when I stole the show. Sorry if I took forever. Before you, and I'll be here after you. Make you running for you. Detractors, I'ma have to. A pitchfork with a corkscrew. Just what the doctor ordered. Revenge is the best medicine. Increase the dose from least to most, and then tell the Grammys to go and fuck themselves. They suck the blood from all the biggest artists like some leeches. So they nominate them, get them there, get a name to MC to show. Every parasite needs a host. Then give album of the year to somebody that no one's ever even heard of. All I know is I wrote every single word of everything I ever murdered. Time to separate the sheep from goats. And I got no faith in your writers, I don't believe in ghosts. When rap needed it most, I was that wing in the prayer. A beacon, a hope, to be IRD in the air. Somewhere some kid is bumping this while he lives.
sinks in the mirror. That's who I'm doing it for. The rest I don't really even care. But you would think I'm carrying an Oxford dictionary in my pocket. How I'm burying these artists on a scale that turned to minus. My superiors is hardly in what's scary is. You probably can compare me to your car, cause I'm just barely getting started. And far as Lord Jamar, you better leave me the hell alone, or I saw you and Elvis clone. Walk up in this house you own, bust my pelvic bone, use your telephone, then go fetch me the remote. Put my feet up and just make myself at home. I belong here, clown. Don't tell me about the culture. I inspire the Hobsons, the Logics, the Coles, the Sean's, the K-Dots, the 5-9s and O. Brought the world 50 Cent, you did squat, piss and moan, but I'm not gonna fall.
Your boy King Quill, king of all trades, listening to the sounds of the underground right here on Embodiment Radio. Let's go.
Yo, regular in the smuff, oh, baby. Yeah. We in the smuff tower up.
Yeah. Come on,
yo, King Quill, Jesus. Let's get him. Yo, you can catch me in any hood, twisted off the Henny. Racing on the highway, twisted in the Bentley. 100 on my neck, so I hammer with a vent beam. And I'ma keep thugging till the Lord come and get me. Jeans in a white tee, clean in them icy. Young kings, rock boys, and we all feisty. And now that we in office, you can keep your office. 100 grand just to feed you. Yeah, we got this. Went to homes in LA just to pop us. We on a whole nother coast, straight living it up. Life in a fast lane, not giving a f- away.
I'm sky high, stuck making funny faces like a skydive. B.I.G. blasting via the iPod, rushing in and out of traffic like a drive-by. Black and black thing, look like a sci-fi. Pretty young thing, rolling right by my side. This shit is mine, I'm grinding like a savage. And my mob deep, so you know I'm bringing havoc. Got more shooters than the Mavericks. Turn you into King James, make that ass panic. All about my paper, stack it till I'm established. Like MJ versus the Lakers, baby, watch me work magic. Assassin on the beat, you know I'm so tragic. Take over starts now, my ship just landed. Flow just bananas, haters can't stand it. Words picture perfect like they put you on that canvas. Damn it.
What's up? This your boy DJ Taz, and I'm here with Embodiment Underground Radio, and we most definitely kicking it live. That's right.
Black. Black, black, black. Black on black, black. Yeah. Hey. Okay. Black, black, black. black on black, black my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking that black on black is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels in this black, black whip with this black, black bitch. Black. I'm so black on black on black on black on
black, 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 black on black, black my thoughts so black, black, black on black, my skin is so black, I'm rocking all black, everything is black.
Black rims on this black, black wheels black, in this black, black whip with this black, black on black, bitch. Black. I'm so black, black on black on black on black.
Hey, hey. Black out the coupe, hop out the roof. When I run into you, thoughts black as the dark side of the moon. Won't be no truce, won't be no truce. At your funeral in an all black suit, couple white girls walking all black too. Me and man marching in all black boots. Call up the troops, call up the troops. Punch you in the mouth, then knock out your tooth. I can tell when they not telling the truth. Talking this shanty, what you gonna
do? Let's do it.
You're rocking out with X360 FM. Your favorite radio station.
Rocking all through the streets.
Keep it on lock. It's X in effect. Full circle.
Full circle. Hey, listen.
Are you ready?
Ready
for the ride of your life?
Turn this up.
Revolutionary, remarkable.
That's right.
It's the one and only.
The one and only.
Embodiment Underground Radio with Maureen Guest and the hottest team in radio.
Just and you're listening to
Who's that?
It's X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
Do not attempt to adjust your radio. We have taken control. That's right. You are live and in the mix with Maureen Guest on Embodiment Underground Radio. Less talk and more fresh sounds with indie artists of the underground. If you didn't know, now you know. It's Embodiment Underground Radio. Taking control.
Taking control. Taking control. Taking control.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
X in effect.
Oh yeah.
Full circle.
I seen them hating cause I made it. Ain't got no time for patience. Every time we hit the scene, it's a fucking celebration. Big OG just hit my line now. My bank account on fine now. Big body on my truck. Boy, you stuck. You can't climb out. Just turn up my reverb. Just burn up the reefer. Drink, lean, white. Whatever these hoes prefer. Out here in the field, you can talk shit in the bleachers. You steady getting else. I'm just fucking on your t-shirt. Back in school, I was the man in my class. Passing notes back and forth like damn, my ass fast. I remember waking up just to smoke. Me in class, laughing hard like everything a joke. Little niggas used to brawl on the playground. Don't wanna swing with us, cause just don't play around. Little niggas used to brawl on the playground. Don't wanna swing with us, cause just don't play around. Back in school, I was the man in that thing. I ain't need a coach, nigga. I was always in the game. I was always with the gang. You better take your chain. Run from Silky Silk, nigga. You know it ain't no thing. Pack coming like 40. Brody, you not eat 40. Your old age like 40. Short, we call you shorty. If you want smoke, come get it. My team and me and they ignorant. You back in class with attention. I beat your ass, I'm spinning. Back in school, I was the man in my class. Passing notes back and forth like damn my ass fat. I remember waking up just to smoke. Be in class, laughing hard like everything a joke. Little niggas shoot some brawl on the playground. Don't wanna swing with us, bitch, just don't play. Little niggas shoot some brawl on the playground. Don't wanna swing with us, bitch, just don't play.
I told you,
yeah,
I told you, we don't play around.
You're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. We are in the building. It is X360 FM, and we are X in effect. Look, you guys, we have an amazing lineup coming your way. That was just Junior himself, Playground. Check him out, you guys. That is an amazing indie artist. And what I like about Just Junior, he goes hard, he goes heavy, and he goes strong. As a matter of fact, we're really super excited about Just Junior because he brought the new year in. He took it all the way in. We had the honor of having Just Junior open up with the Puff Puff Pass concert. Snoop Dogg.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. What do you think about that?
He brought it in with a big cloud of smoke.
Then. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So shout out to Just Junior. If you want to learn more information about this artist, check him out on all social media platforms. You can find him on IG. Just find him at OHITSJustJunior, O-H-I-T-S, Just Junior. You can also find him on Facebook and Twitter. And, you know, we have more coming your way with Just Junior. So, again, shout out to Just Junior. And for all the indie artists out there who wants to get their air time and you want to showcase your talents, just simply go to our website. That's embodimentradio.com. You can select submissions, upload your tracks, and we will notify you once we have reviewed your artistry. We're looking for lyricism, you guys. We're looking for quality music. So again, get it in. We're just super elated. We have an amazing lineup in store. We also have an amazing guest that's hanging out in the building. So keep those apps on lock. And you can also find us on all social media platforms as well. Just simply look for the Embodiment Underground Radio. You can simply Google us. But for now, you guys, keep us on lock. This is your host, Maureen Guest. And we have who in the building?
Hey, you got your homie Silk and Sick over
Silk
here.
Silk is in the building.
What's up, folks?
Yes, yes, yes. Look, you guys, stay locked in. We're taking control. What do you think? We're taking control?
Oh, yeah. We're going to put on something in a second, though.
Oh, yeah. Now, look, you guys, also, before we go any further, let's give a big shout out to all those that make it happen. I want to give a shout out to the Hype Magazine Network. I also want to give a shout out to the city of Fairburn, West Fayette Barbell, and the Georgia Military College. Look, you guys, if you want to get those bodies nice, right, and tight, check me out at the West Fayette Barbell. I'm your girl, Maureen Guest. I'm also a personal trainer. Let's get those bodies right, you guys. So again, check us out. You can visit my website at embodimentfitness.com. And also, you can visit us on all other social media platforms. Just simply Google Embodiment Fitness. But for now, you guys, we have an amazing lineup in store for you. Stay locked in. We're taking control.
Another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Kick it though. Let's get it.
New jeans.
Said I can't tell.
Right,
a lot of you be here in front.
For real.
You know I know you did stuff. We hear it now.
Yeah.
Egypt, we can't tell. Got a bag for a bitch and I can't tell. Is she from Trinidad or Jamaica, cause I can't tell. I'ma pick her up, take her to my place. Have a couple drinks and probably do some things that we can't tell. And you can be smoking loud that you can't smell. I be rocking designer shit that you can't smell. And every friend like I can't tell. Man, I know you broke, how you can't tell.
Underground Radio.
If you can't tell, a chopper hold a whole hundred. If you can't tell, I talk about it cause I done it. If you can't tell,
welcome to my city. If you run it, if you can't tell, say you a bad, but I can't tell. Say you getting money, but I can't tell. Say they smoking loud, but I can't smell.
Now, it's your boy Primetime 1010, man. Two series ENT. You're now locked in with me. Listen to the sound of the underground.
Ooh.
Some sin, you've been listening to gibberish hits in the interim. Dimmer done, cause here may come.
To make you stand up, stand tough, hands up, damn ya.
If you don't get it, get rid of it, chip if you're digging it. I guess I got more than my balls and my word. I got broads and a herd chasing this and all of my nerves.
They got the illness, they feel this realness. Chilper.
I got that bitch too crowded for you to come getting it. I spit that
text in the fuck.
Y'all, it's crazy. Even Michael Jackson said it's off the wall.
I'm with the sickness. Big checks, litless. Midwest.
I'll be the best, don't forget that nobody can give it it. So when you see me in the spot, bow down, trick. I eat, drink, sleep, dress, look, and sound rich.
So jump up, get pumped up, crumped up. Everyone must
stop with the jealousy. We need the haters, be riveted.
It's your boy, King Quill, King of All Trades, listening to the sounds of the underground right here on Embodiment Radio. Let's go! Let's go!
Young Fire produced it with true spit. I get lots of relish with strange music. My crew's thick, juice click. And guess who's with two chicks in my loo off Caribou sis. The super do lifts. Everybody in the party will lose it. Vodka and Mountain Dew is the new shoe.
to Icy Rock and Demonica. We honor ya, and I get so much money sometimes it feel like I'm wearing a yarmulke. You cannot monitor my money, I monetarily astonish ya. So what's with the bad comments and all the drama for?
I can produce a picture, stop with the truce and hit ya. I'm at the top, but I can be popping and shooting with ya.
Chip on my shoulder now, Mr. Nice Guy is over wild. To a ritzy and older style from Ditzy and Goma Pile. Look at my chicks, well, chicks with wet tails, ready to rock it in my pocket. Got them Trojan Magnum XLs. Eat to the other dot. Eat to the other dot. Eat to the other dot.
You're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. And you know, if you're just chiming in, that is Tech N9ne, Outsider. And for all those that are not really privy to indie versus mainstream, Tech N9ne is one of the most, well, not one, but he's one of the many famous indie artists.
I thought he was like one of the biggest.
He's one of the biggest. Now, his record label is one of the largest.
Right.
Labels, indie artist label. He's actually up there with the mainstream.
Right.
And the reason why we're saying this, you guys, is because just because you're indie, it doesn't mean that you have not reached your level of success, okay? So often we tend to misconstrue mainstream or a record label or signing with the deal of a well-known record label as the success. It really depends on how you want to drive your brand. You can either go indie or you can go mainstream. The only thing, the difference between that is that indie means independent. You have control. Now, you never have 100% control of anything in this world, but you have more control over indie. And so if you want to learn how to push your brand, you know, I typically tell the indie artists, just simply, you know, research Tech N9ne. They give his history. They kind of give a tell-all on how he reached such an amazing level of success. And so just do your homework, know how to invest your money, and you just have to know what you're doing with your brand. So again, you can drive it in either direction, mainstream or indie. Just find out what the difference is and just pick your, choose what works better for you. Now, prior to that was Can't Tell by Mari.
Right.
I like that. What do you think about that track?
Well, I really enjoyed it, especially when you threw me up because I was expecting more of an R&B sound.
Mm-hmm. But what was it to you?
It was
what
did more I of say? A, it was more of a hip hop style, you know, kind of gig to me. So
yeah,
it was cool.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't know how to kind of follow that up.
It's not even hump day, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you're going to put me on blast. That's all good.
No, it's a good song, real good song. Hey.
But yeah, it's a nice song. I like the vibe. I like the vibe. Look, you guys, before we get into our show and our amazing guest that we have here in the lair, we're going to go ahead and just really talk about what's coming up this Saturday. Okay? And you know, now, Stephanie, you're going to help me pronounce this daggone thing. Now, we have a nice event for women empowerment, but it's not a movement by the women. It's a movement by the people in support of women empowerment. And what that means is that in order to have a movement, you cannot have exclusion. It's all about everyone coming together and understanding their plight, their concerns, their struggles, their victories. And you can't do that if you segregate yourself from others, because those are the ones you're trying to convey the issue at hand, or you know, or anything other than that. So you guys gonna go ahead and chime in with me. We have Yolanda Owens in the building. How are you, Yolanda?
I'm wonderful. I'm great now that I'm here.
Oh yeah, and you before I even get into kind of throwing out some, you know, some dialogue with you, I had the opportunity of meeting Yolanda Owens. Was it a week ago?
It's about a week ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she is simply amazing. You guys have to see her. I mean, she's radiant, and what she does for a living, it shows. And you know, we're going to have a little inside joke here, because even when she entered the building, you'll understand once you learn a little bit more about that. Now, and Stephanie, you're going to help me discuss that. She's giving me the eye. Stephanie Wilcoxon, how are you? Say hello to the listeners.
Hello, listeners. How you doing out there?
Now, Stephanie is the founder of Sista. Now, you know, because it's spelled S-I-S-T-A-H. And so, you know, I'm literally trying to pronounce it as we have it, but it's not something that's slang. No. It really has there's a meaning behind the acronyms as to why we call it system. We're going to get into that a little bit further, okay?
Right.
But Yolanda's going to be our guest speaker on this Saturday at Iwi Fresh Garden Day Spa. And you guys have got to see this. Yes, yes. So, Yolanda.
Yes.
Your establishment is simply amazing.
Thank you.
Tell the listeners a little bit about Iwi and what it stands for.
Yes. Iwi Fresh is the name of the spa. First of all, thank you for having me.
It's an honor to be here. It's an honor.
Yes. Iwi Fresh is farm to skin spa. It's really how we've done it is that we partner with local farms. We handpick all the fruits and vegetables. We bring them back to the spa where we juice them and we mix them and we make skincare recipes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Now, what the listeners don't know is that you are the owner
yes.
of this establishment.
Yes.
Okay. Now, as far as your products, I'm going to let you tell this. Where do you purchase this? Is it made, you know, from your establishment or is it a manufacturer out there? Where do you get these amazing products?
So as I said earlier, we partner with like three local farms here in Atlanta. And that's where our source is.
Okay.
So they're actually farm to skin. And so IWI is IWI stands for it is what it is.
It is what it is.
So whatever it is, that's what it is. I mean, my motto is that we promote raw beauty.
Oh, wow.
So it's all about fresh, raw beauty. Everything is handmade, home remedy based, no chemicals, toxin free.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And you know, now when we visited you last week, you were in there brewing up some really nice concoctions
yes.
too. And the reason why I kind of, you know, we were over here kind of chatting, you know, so I missed that part. But to see you actually making the mm-hmm. products and bringing it all together, you know, that was something I've never seen before.
Yes.
And even seeing your products when we had a tour of your store, I mean, it's just it's like utopia up in there. I can just camp out. You would just have to kick me out of it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Okay. Now also, how did you get into these type of products?
You know, I always pay the credit to my grandmother. My mm-hmm. grandmother was a home remedy, all natural person.
Okay.
We call her the home remedy queen. So growing up with grandmother who was all natural, getting her stuff out of her gardens, making all these concoctions, you know, by default, I had that in my bloodstream. So here I am taking on her legacy and creating this whole Iwi Fresh farm to skin spa.
Oh, wow. Yes. Oh, wow. You know, I'm all into organics and all natural, but when I came to your store, it's like, Maureen, you know nothing. You know nothing. I mean, really, I just think it's an amazing place. You guys, please check out Yolanda Owens. How can they find you on social media?
They can find us on IG, on Instagram at Iwi Fresh Garden Day Spa. We're Iwi Fresh Garden Day Spa on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Snapchat.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. We're going to take a
And Twitter.
Twitter.
Yes.
Okay. They can just Google you.
They can Google Iwi Fresh Garden Day Spa or Iwi Fresh Farm to Skin. We're located in Casaberry Hill, which is located downtown Atlanta.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Now, from my understanding, there's more to you than just Iwi. And we're going to discuss that when we come back, okay? Because there's more to just a naked eye. It's more to just it is what it is. So we're going to learn. We're going to go a little bit more deeper into Yolanda Owens.
Let's go.
Yes, yes. You guys, stay locked in. We have more amazing music coming your way. Keep those apps on lock. You're listening to The Underground, and we have taken control.
It's your boy, King Quill, King of All Trades, listening to the sounds of the underground right here on Embodiment Radio. Let's go!
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got the streets on my back, carry it like I'm moving the body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. It was like 11 in the morning, skipping school, that's a truancy body. I made me some rats in the morning, I had me a pack by the morning. I had me some racks by the morning, I had a six pack by the morning. I got on a meat on the morning, rats keep me up on the ocean. My shoulder, you got a bitch of me rolling. You got this bitch of me rolling. Pacific ice, I'm an ocean. Ready for war like I'm Russia. Ladies should never look it. By now they tussling. My neck and my belly on tussing. They calling for me and they rushing. You want me like me and I look. Yeah. I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got the streets on my back, carry it like I'm moving the body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. It was like 11 in the morning, skipping school, that's a truancy body. I made me some rats in the morning, I had me a pack by the morning. I had me some racks by the morning, I had a six pack by the morning. I got on a meat on the morning, the rats keep me up on the ocean. I had a pack in my shoulder, you got a picture of me rolling.
You got a picture of me rolling, packing the semi, calling. Ready for war like Korea, headlining shows out in Poland. You should be cleaning my mansion. My peasant's disgusting. Why don't you act like a Hoffman and go get to dusting? Yeah, latex on my drawers. Bitch, go clean my crown.
You can't hear my haters from way up here.
They don't make a sound. Money goes on these hoes. White paint on my toes. I send a new bay alert. Niggas gon' be mad. Jumping in the bed, then I switch to the ghost. Like, who's you? Remember this face, cause I'm that bitch you gon' lose to. Dripping in ice, fuck you looking at, screw you. It's squad goals win, all your bitches pretty like no, no.
I never killed anybody, but I got something to do with that body. I got the streets on my back, carry it like I'm moving the body. I told him to shoot 100 rounds, like he trying to move it about it. It was like 11 in the morning, skipping school, that's a truancy body. Made me some rats in the morning. I had me a pack by the morning. I had me some breaks by the morning. I had a six pack by the morning. I got on a meat on the morning. Rats keep me up on the ocean. I had a pack in my shoulder. You got a bitch, you keep rolling. Jumping in the bed with two dark teeth, man. Who'd you? My shawty pulling up with a real bad bitch. I won't fuck you too. Dripping my sweat.
Okay, let's get more in depth. Father, let you pray. Like me, your son, no, you ain't winning by able. Track about trade from those cars on the table. He picks them and yell and read them and weep. We turn around, it was blood in the struggle. I figured out it's a piece of the puzzle. Here goes a shot fire inside the moon.
Everybody to leave me alone. I knew I heard the value. You born in a broken home. So what's really worse than being broke and alone? Being broke, having no love. Cause everybody hurts. You've been deprived of love. And well, that could start your pain. When I'm 28, I might go out like Kurt Cobain. Hard to find peace in yourself. Just a piece of yourself. Breaking off could just take off. You should cook tracks in the stew, have a bake off. Call in the work, make some art. Ain't no days off. Zay said it pays off. Who am I to see it? Been in the game, boy. Who am I to play it? This is just the truth. But who am I to see it? The dragon for the chosen one. Who am I to slay?
Perfect.
Red meat, shit, yeah, but we jump in the fire. Everybody know the truth, but you living a lot. Need to get up off your ass, what you living to die? I ain't superstitious, but I'ma give it to God. Shit, red meat, shit, yeah, but we jump in the fire. Everybody know the truth, but you living a lot. Need to get up off your ass, what you living to die? I ain't superstitious, but I'ma give it to God.
I hurt myself.
Embodiment Radio. You might want to stay tuned because we got some crazy conversations. Now, I'm the rap maniac with the hooligan eyes. Who's cooler than I? Whack niggas move it aside. When you heard I was a big deal, you were surprised. West Coast bitch, put your W's in the sky. I spent my days as a refugee till the rap gang came to rescue me and left my wrist paved in accessories, a dangerous necessity. I came here to wreck them seats. You wrong if you think your Wayne was the recipe.
Nah,
he ain't worthy of that. The controversy is back. Get out the Kool-Aid, stir me your back. See, I prefer to relax, but I can't, and God knows it. Gotta stay raw with the flow that I'm diagnosed with. Oh shit, niggas keep fucking with my emotions. Maybe that's the reason I suffer from psychosis. Shocking is high voltage. Fuck it, my life's hopeless. So I had to make sure I killed it when
get it. Yeah. Where's that? Get it. Yeah. Where's that?
Lit fuse, anything I do, bitch, it's news. Pistol whipping motherfucking bouncer 6'2. Who needs bullets? As soon as I pull it, you sweat bullets. An excellent method to get rid of the next bully. It's actually better, cause instead of you murdering, you can hurt him and come back again and kick dirt in him. It's like pouring salt in the wound. Salt and get sued. You can smell the lawsuit soon as I walk in the room. Everybody halts and stops, calls the cops. All you see is
yo, it's the guru of Atlanta, Kilo Ali, Cloda, and his power. And right now, you listen to Embodiment Radio.
Listen, I rock it wicked, no competition on this shit. You gotta get it, there's nothing hotter than it. A whack rapper's what Hobson is, and I kick it to you. If you got a minute, you'll bop your head like a walking pigeon. Play my position, I'm kinda different when rhymes is kicking. I got lots of this, I vibe to it as I rock a 50. The amount of people that's feeling me is a high percentage. They know I'm tight, but I'll be conceited if I admit it. I'ma calm the game until I'm up at the top of it. And don't be chicken to call me out if you got a problem with it.
Yeah, that's
shit is gonna get stuck in some violent shit. And feelings gonna be hurt, so you better off if you mind your business. Don't get it started with that nigga Marcus that can retard it. Let's go evolve to some ruckus. Your shit is garbage. He be the illest, hardest, realest on his rap.
Get it. Yeah. Where's that? Right here.
Never was a thug, just infatuated with guns. Never was a gangster till I graduated to one and got the rap of a villain for crap and concealing. Took the image of a thug, captured a pillin', willing to stick out my neck for respect. If it meant life or death, never lived in regret. What I said when you're me, people just wanna see if it's true, if it's you, what you say in your rap, what you do, so they feel it's part of your obligation to fulfill. When they see you on the streets, face to face, and you're for real. The confrontation ain't no conversation if you feel you're in violation. Any hesitation to get you killed.
Thank you.
get it. Yeah. Where it's at.
Right. Transform your mind, transform your body, and lose yourself with the most revolutionary and professional training system in fitness. If you've tried training in the past and failed, we will help you succeed with our proven results. Our optimal performance training covers stabilization, core conditioning, and maximum strength conditioning. Get started by calling 1-800-430-1423. That's 1-800-430-1423. Embodiment Fitness. We don't work out, we train. Lose yourself.
All right, you guys, you're now locked into the Embodiment Underground Radio. And I'm hanging out here at S360 with Miss Yolanda Owens and Stephanie Wilcox. We are having an amazing time here behind the scenes. And, you know, we're having some sisterhood talk. Yeah, we're having some sisterhood talk. And if you're just locking in, we're going to have an amazing event this Saturday at the Iwi Fresh Garden Day Spa. And you know, Yolanda, I get a little Thai tongue with that too. I had the hardest time. I'm like, really? It's the Iwi Fresh Day Garden Spa.
It's all the same.
Did I say it right?
It's all the same. Garden Day Spa, Spa Garden, however you want to say it.
Okay.
Just get the Iwi Fresh
the
right.
The Iwi Fresh.
Yes.
Okay.
Iwi Fresh.
Got to make sure that, and that's it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Okay. Yes. Now, Yolanda, you're going to be speaking this Saturday.
Yes.
To the ladies and the gents that all of you guys are going, you guys got to come on out. Come on, you got to come on now. It's going to be an amazing event.
Yes.
And she's going to be speaking about the sisterhood. And you know, Stephanie.
Yes, ma'am.
Our title is Living Your Truth. I made it say it.
Owning your truth.
Owning your truth. So you guys ponder on that a little bit. We're not going to give it away. But just know we got a powerhouse here that's going to be speaking in retrospect to owning your truth, okay? Now, Yolanda, you're a public speaker. So that's why, you know, Stephanie was like, you know what? We got to get Yolanda. She's doing some things. She's all over the world traveling. She's doing all kind of crazy stuff, speaking. And so we're just super elated to have you.
Yes,
enlighten
I'm excited.
Us. Yes. Yes. Now, other than being the owner of Iwi Fresh, what else you got going on in your life?
Ooh, the owner. I'm trying to see what else they said that I am, Stephanie.
I heard you're a busy woman.
Stephanie, you said I'm some other stuff.
Some other
besides
stuff.
A mother.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, that's.
Yes, that's a big
that's
one.
That's real big.
She is
that's
a real renaissance big. Woman. Mm.
The mother of three children.
Okay.
Yes, so that's a job, as we all know, by itself.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And the business owner. So, you know, and I think as a business owner, you know, I left the corporate scene. So I left the whole corporate as an engineer.
Okay.
And was working in corporate America engineer for many years.
Wow.
As a network engineer.
Get out of here.
And left the whole corporate scene to pursue my passion.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is what it is. And been doing this now for 14 years. Been 11 years, 100%
okay.
As far as no corporate, just by itself.
Okay.
And it has its good, its bad, and its ugly, but uh-huh. It's good.
It's good overall.
It's
yeah.
Good. It's
yes.
Good. It's good because, you know, you get chance to really mentor and inspire others through following your passion.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's true.
And that's what I love.
And you guys hear that, you know, she's basically the good, the bad, the ugly. And I can relate to that,
yes.
You know, because when you, it's a whole different type of, oh, I want to say freedom, but it's a whole different element when you're
yes.
Doing your own thing as an entrepreneur.
Yes.
You know, so you kind of, you pick and choose.
Yeah.
And the, even with the adversities along with the victories, mm-hmm. it's a feel good.
It's a feel good
because it's,
yes.
It's your creation, your passion, you're
yes.
Paying it forward to society.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That's
oh,
a
yeah.
Good description. It's a feel good.
It is. It's definitely
it's
a feel,
feel good.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, because I think, you know, when I have the adversity, I cry and laugh at the same time.
Yes.
It's like, oh. No, I'm not going. But you know what? It's all good.
It's all good.
We're gonna work this out.
It's all good.
Yes,
yes.
Now, speaking of the good, the bad, the ugly, what advice would you have to those who are they're chasing? I don't want to say chase because when you're chasing something, it means it's running from you.
Mm-hmm.
That are pursuing the endeavors. What would be, you know, because it can be tough. What
yeah.
Would you tell someone when they're going through the moment, they're trying to, you know, get whatever it is they decide to do off the ground and you just feel like you're just stuck in the rut.
Yeah.
You know, what would you tell them?
You know, the one thing that I've learned on my journey is truly less is more. I think that sometimes we think more is more, and we want to do so much,
yes.
especially as women.
Yes, yes.
And I think what I've learned is that the true success is really branding. So in order to brand, you really have to do less.
Exactly.
And I think too, we learned that we used to have to do so much.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you don't really have to do as much as once you're in alignment with who you are.
Yes.
And you become centered, you don't need to do all of that.
Amazing.
You know, so my advice is really less is more. And being more easy with it, because we have to enjoy it. You know, I found that when I left corporate America, you know, I'm like, okay, I want to work for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But then I found I was just as crazy or even more, because
mm-hmm.
I'm burning the midnight oil trying to get it in. And I'm like, wait a minute, what's my intentions here? I left corporate America. What is my true intentions? And my intentions was to be happier and to be more fun and have time with myself. So I had to step back and really take a deep breath and realize that it didn't take all of that
exactly.
for me to get to where I was going to get to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you know, and I can piggyback off of that, because I'm at that stage where I'm just learning that
yeah.
less
yes.
is definitely more.
Yeah.
And talk about burning the midnight oil. Oh, yeah. And Stephanie, she can attest to that.
Now, slow Stephanie, it down.
Oh, yeah, because Stephanie, she's like, okay, Maureen, I'm just now, you know, what you doing? I'm trying to get to you.
Slow
you
it
know,
down.
Basically in a nice way, you know. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So I think that's some really good advice.
Yes.
Yeah, because we like to do an overkill. And, you know, I was that person who's always doing something. You ever mm-hmm. see a person who's always doing something?
That was
busy
me.
And never getting nothing done.
That's what happens.
Yes.
That's what happens.
Yes.
That's what happens. And we got to slow it down.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
take deep breaths and enjoy the feel goods.
Exactly.
Yeah, along the way. Because I really feel that if you're in alignment
mm-hmm.
and you plugged into the universe, you can will it in. And so if you will it in, it doesn't take all that action.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes.
Why
yes.
I always call yes. her my flower child.
Man. Yes.
You know, I'm getting chills over here because
she's talking.
She's putting
it.
The spirituality into it, and that's what I'm
it's
talking
so
about.
True, yes. and that's what we talk about.
Yes. yes.
Bringing it, you know, just embracing the whole moment, everything from head to toe within,
yes.
you know, so that you can be happy, have that inner happy. Because so many people are walking around here with poker face.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just so sad. Seriously.
Yeah,
and,
that's
and,
true.
And nobody is happy. So they're wearing this smile on the outside, but they're really just crying on the inside. And so this whole purpose of this movement is to bring that sadness out and bring the inner happy out, you know, just basically so everybody can express their inner happy.
Absolutely.
And that's what we want everybody to walk around here doing nowadays, because mm-hmm. we as women carry so much.
Oh yeah,
we have a lot of hats that we wear, a lot of roles that we play, and at the end of the day, you know, you just want to be able to be there for one another, support one another, inspire one another, and just, you know, just not compete with one another.
Precisely.
Yeah, and focus on your gratitude.
Yes.
I mean, gratitude is a power within itself.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I think when we're so busy, we don't have time.
Yep.
Because we're so busy trying to get the next that we can't even appreciate what we got.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got to slow it down. That's something I learned. I learned that through my journey.
Okay.
That's something I learned. And I tell you, when you finally are tuned in, tapped in, and turned on to it, it's a new life.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
stop it.
It's a new life.
I love it.
My new saying for 2019, don't laugh if I don't pronounce it correctly, but carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem.
Seize the moment.
That's okay. That's okay. Absolutely. And so, yeah, and so I concur, yeah, because I've been down that road, and you know, you never stop learning.
Yes, never
and if
stop
you stop learning.
Learning,
then you stop living.
Hello.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
So you guys both hit it dead on the nose. You know, women, we do. We have many hats. And sometimes we're too stubborn to even want to even reach out
yeah.
or even show the world that, hey, you know what? You know,
mm-hmm.
it's okay. It's
mm-hmm.
okay to have a seat.
Sit
Kick
down.
Your feet up. Yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah, because my nickname was, you know, Superwoman.
Yes.
And, you know, now when people say, hey, Superwoman, I'm like, no, 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 no.
Yeah.
I'm not Superwoman. I'm not even trying to be Superwoman. You know, the old me was and tried
But, you
it.
Know, we were taught that.
We were taught that.
I mean,
yeah.
it was, we were taught that, and that's what we thought we always had to do.
Yes.
You know, so it's now time to step back and realize it doesn't take all of that.
It doesn't. It
That's
doesn't.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
My cape is hanging up. I think I'm going to burn it. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm burning.
Cape, shoes, everything.
Yeah.
Unlike the women of today, you know, back then we used to have some really tough shoes to fill, you know, watching our grandmothers, their grandmothers, our mothers. Mm-hmm. And we watched them just manage the families, you know, be wives. They worked, some of them, they were homemakers, incredible homemakers. So I will admit, even with me now, it is sometimes hard for me to relinquish a hat. You know what I'm saying? I want to, but it's hard because you've gotten so programmed to just want to do it all.
Yes.
And if it's not done a certain way, but I'm at this point now that I'm getting older, and that's the beauty of getting older. I'm embracing the fact that now I don't have to do everything. In fact, I don't want to do everything. So, hey, you can take this on and let's just live life a little bit more and be a little less stressed.
Absolutely. So, absolutely.
Let's choose to do that because we have that choice.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
And
exactly.
That's the thing is that we don't realize that we it's a simple choice.
Yes.
It is.
And
oh,
we
yeah.
just have to make that choice.
Okay.
And then we
got
to teach our young girls, our young ladies, the Ooh. Same thing.
Yes.
I mean, we're the role models for them.
Oh.
Because that's how we got it. We got it from our ancestors.
Correct.
And the ancestors before that we had to work and burn the midnight oil and stay up and
right.
just keep going. But we realize now that it doesn't take all of that.
It's not necessary.
It's not necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, yeah. Some power up in here.
Oh, yeah. You feel it, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. This is powerful. It really, really is. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, our daughters. And,
yes.
and bringing them through the rings. And,
and
here's the deal, too, because we live in a whole different type of society now.
Oh, yes.
Evolution has, you know, it's been good and it's kind of,
yes.
it's thrown us
mm-hmm.
a curveball, too. Yeah. So, I can't wait to tap into the sisterhood when it comes to, you know, just sisters in general with the new evolution, because I see a lot of things out there and I'm not vibing.
Yes.
I'm going to leave it like that.
Yeah.
You guys have a gist of what I'm trying to
oh,
tap
yeah,
into.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah. And so we're not going to give it all, you guys. So, you know, because you know what? If you want to know more, just come on out. Check
That's
out
right.
the event. We're launching Sista. And
yes.
Stephanie, let the listeners know what does Sista stand for.
Well, Sista, S-I-S-T-A-H, stands for Sisters in Spirit Together Achieving Happiness. So come on out on this Saturday between 5:30 and 8:30 and own your truth.
That's
it's
it.
Going to be a moment and time that you won't want to miss. And it's just fellowshipping and networking with other sisters. And then we're going to listen to our powerful sister.
Yes.
Miss Yolanda Owens.
Yep,
so
yeah.
If you want to hear more of her story, and it is a great story. It's a very inspiring story. Then you got to come out.
Oh, yes. Great energy. You guys have got to come out and check out Yolanda. I want to say Yogi because we've been calling her Yogi.
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
definitely.
Yogi is
Yogi.
What it is. I've been Yogi all my life.
Yeah. And I loved how you greeted us when we
yes.
came in. You know, you had to, you know,
dance. Oh, yeah. We danced.
I
oh,
love
we got
that.
Energy vibes.
Yeah.
That's what it's about.
Yeah. So
you know,
I was
the path of least resistance. Chilling.
Yeah. Yeah. The energy
yes.
was amazing. So I, you know, when I left there, I was like, okay, this is going to be great. This
yes.
is going to be great. So
mm-hmm.
It's an honor
yes.
having you here in the station.
I am super happy
and
to
having
be here.
Your acquaintance.
Yes.
Yes.
Good stuff.
Yeah. And we're both, you know, we're all natives here.
ATA.
We have something in common.
And you don't see that
aliens.
Not at all. Not at all. Yes, we are still here in Atlanta, you guys. You haven't
Southwest.
Ran us out just yet.
Born
Southwest
and raised.
Atlanta.
Born
yes.
and raised.
As better known as SWAT.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you know what? Did SWAT's come about? Is that part of the evolution? You know, because... You know how they have the little slang name.
You know they have to break everything they
down.
They
know
yeah.
how we do it
yeah.
in the A.
Yes.
And
yes.
What did they call Adam
no.
Bill?
Ville.
Yeah.
The Ville.
Yeah, because
okay.
that's a,
the Ville.
Yeah.
That's better known as Adam Ville.
My husband
Bill,
always says that.
Know.
Yes, he does. He grew up in the Ville.
Yeah, you know, Killer Mike.
I grew up in the SWAT.
Yes.
Same here.
Well, the SWATs, I consider that Southwest Atlanta corridor.
Yes.
They
yes.
do. They lump them together now, but back then it was definitely, you know, separated. But...
But
well,
that's
yeah.
my cell phone, you guys.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, this is live radio.
You
may get anything here while we're in the station. Everybody got quiet. Like, what is that? But look, you guys, we have more to come. We're almost at the top of the hour, but we're going to bring some more good music to you. So stay locked in. Keep those apps on lock. You're listening to The Underground, and we have taken control.
Thank you. y'all, it's your girl Mimi.
I'm Anai.
Yo, it's Kina.
And we're the Mako Girls.
We're live and in the studio with
the Underground.
Yeah, Mako Girls, let's get it.
It's another exclusive, only from Embodiment Underground Radio.
Castle the gas, king of the black circle. Same year, Bubby dropped two horns, hatched and mature. To Gore, Northport's 84, here is 84. Maybe the retinic sight bite, age jeopardy. Wake up the Obelami, fat rock anyway. 17 summers in developing, would it be the middle school or ketamine? Yes, left home in the dark to curl up in a bear, hug us up the county's arms with a bevy of heavy metal records and leather Bibles. For Anton LaVey than St. Michael. More Sherman, I fought on bricks behind Midas. Fly with the pentagram pilot, Sabbath and Judas, and all tombs prudent seems. Team now, but then it was devil music. Rick Six, the nickname clicks. Makeshift altering and clearing in the sticks. Fork to the kitten by the forks from the kitchen. But ours maneuver the same symbols. Pitchforks waving at a grand theft 4x4 support system, alas. Angus with the axe in the back. Foreground up a ring of pitch dark animal corpse in backyard black.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm gonna ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's gonna get cold. Sorry, see your local Honda dealer today. Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm gonna ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's gonna get cold. Sorry, see your local Honda dealer today.